This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Oh, hey. Sorry I didn't see you there. This is an audio medium.
If you grew up with Disney Channel shows, DCOMs, and music, the Time Machine is ready for you to take a trip back to those golden days.
Quick! Before the time reaches 8, 7 Central! What is up, time travelers? Welcome back to the Time Machine Podcast with me, Becca Stogner.
And me, sitting right beside Becca Stogner. I'm just so nervous because we're sitting next to each other. It's me, Hunter Martin, if you didn't know yet.
We haven't recorded in person with the full setup on my couch since episode one.
Not in the full setup.
Yeah.
No, we've recorded in the same vicinity but in separate rooms because we didn't have what we have now.
So
this is very cool. It's taking me back to our who knew we'd still be doing this
126 episodes.
Yes,
later.
And we look so young for 126 episodes.
We do.
But yes, it's so fun. This is making it's bittersweet, you know.
Yeah,
because I'm so excited we're doing this, but I'm also like so sad that you don't get to do this like in person
all the time,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you so. Guys will surely miss the eek-eek-eeking of Hunter's chair in the background this week.
Stop.
It'll be back, don't you worry.
Yeah,
don't
and you were
you
like
worry.
Where's Hunter's squeaky chair? Don't you worry. It will be back, and we'll be back with vengeance, I'm sure. Yeah, you're going to Disney World soon.
Yeah, so we are recording a little early, so if the news is stale by the time it hits your ears, it's because I'm on vacation and I can't be bothered. I will be at Universal for Halloween Horror Nights 2 days next week, and then going to Hollywood Studios one day.
Yes.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I know. You're worried about the times.
I know. I've been in my tutter era.
Not your tutter era.
Checking the wait times and checking the weather like every day for like a week already.
You just gotta go with, like, you can't put all your eggs in the basket because it can be unpredictable, but you have to go with high hopes.
I know. I'm just trying to make it to Fantasmic without getting there a whole hour early. And some of y'all might be thinking I'm a fool.
I don't think you have to go for a whole hour early. I don't remember ever doing that in my life.
That's what all the travel blogs are saying you have to do.
Yeah,
if you want a good spot.
If you want a good spot.
Truth be told, I just want to see the show.
Then I would say 30 minutes. 45. At the most. Not an hour.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I refuse to ride Tower of Terror with the sun up.
Oh,
that's the only problem. And the sun sets at like 7:40 and Fantasmic starts at 8:30.
You're going to run into an error there.
Well, Tower of Terror is more important.
That is true. I would pick Tower of Terror.
The vibes are so off riding it during the day.
Oh, I like it anytime.
I think it's weird when it
I like my Tower filled with terror. But before we get into 411, we just want to say thank you all for continuing listening to us. And we actually have a Apple Podcast review to share with you all. If you leave a podcast review, am I saying that right? If you leave a review about the podcast on Apple Podcast, we will show you the love right back. And so Becca has one that we want to read out.
This is a great one. I love the title, especially. This is from Allie Loves Podcast. It is titled Faith, Trust, and Disney Nostalgia Pixie Dust. Playing to my Jesse McCartney loving heart. Allie Loves Podcast says, I love listening to this podcast on my commutes and trail adventures. Becca and Hunter are such funny and engaging hosts. It sounds like you're talking to old friends. Over the past year, I finally caught up on all the episodes, and it has been a hoot. Listening to your commentary reminds me that it's okay to not always adult. Please never stop making new episodes. You make at least one listener's day. And you made our day.
You made our day. And if there's one thing about me is I don't like to adult. So, but yeah, if you want a shout out and throw some love right back to you, leave us a review on Apple Podcast. But also while you're there, rate us 5 stars. And since you're already on your phone, you might as well go to Spotify and rate us 5 stars there as well.
Of course.
Because, you know, we want to show y'all the love right back.
Yeah, and it helps us get more eyes on things. Yeah. If you search Disney Channel, we'll come up a little higher in the search results. You know,
every little bit counts. But, you know, like we always say, if we can make one person's listening ears... I don't know what I'm saying.
If we can make one person's Mickey ears perk up, right. We're doing something
literally,
right.
Literally, really. So thank you, Allie Loves Podcast, for that wonderful review. And I hope you're listening because we shouted you out, and I hope you're ready for some Disney 411, because I know I am.
Let's get into it. Disney 411.
All right. First story is about a little cancellation news.
Womp, dun, womp. Dun,
womp, womp. How I Met Your Father, starring Hilary Duff, canceled at Hulu. The comedy series starring Hilary Duff wrapped its second season in July. Hulu is dropping another one of its series, canceling How I Met Your Father after 2 seasons. The news comes 2 days after the Disney-run streamer canceled The Great. How I Met Your Father, which stars Hilary Duff, ended its second season in July and did not answer the implied question in its title.
Well...
so
maybe it's best to leave that question unanswered, because when they answered the question of how the mother was met, people were angry.
I just feel so bad for Hilary Duff.
I know, it's sad. Like, she just can't get a show.
She just can't get a show
to work.
I mean, I guess she got a show working. And
yeah,
I mean, the odds are not in any TV show's favor at the moment.
I know. I was gonna say, I'm sure that this has more to do with the strike than it does with like how the show was doing.
Yeah,
but all the articles I've read about this were like, well, I'm sure this wasn't knocking down any ratings records. Like, damn.
Right.
Some people enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it and I liked it.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone about it, aka my sister. I don't know why I don't know why I kept it so vague, but I was talking to my sister about it. She goes, oh, does this mean she's going to do the Lizzie McGuire reboot? I said, no,
certainly not now.
Not now. But I don't know, it does free up her schedule, but we have to let that go. It will never happen.
Well, did Rolling Stone, I think, did an article of like worst television mistakes ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the cancellation of the Lizzie McGuire reboot was on the list.
If like from like the creation of television, and yeah, that is on the list. That is saying something. I mean, Disney is not really in a good light at the moment.
No.
And so, well,
Bobby Iger is like public enemy number one.
Literally,
right now.
Those Mickey ears look more like devil horns. Yeah. If you're asking me.
We do host a Disney podcast, but we can also point the finger back.
Right, right. We can point the white Disney glove. I mean, two things can be true at the same time.
Sorry, Hillary.
But I hope. What do you think Hillary's next move will be? Movies, music, TV?
Maybe
again?
Music.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe this is a good segue into music again.
Yeah.
Or we'll, maybe we'll see. I don't know. Anything can happen. We're rooting, but the thing is, everyone always roots for Hilary Duff.
Exactly.
So, speaking of TV, and Hulu, weirdly enough.
Ooh.
An Instagram post by Selena Gomez that tagged her Hulu series Only Murders in the Building was pulled from her profile after she was accused by many followers of breaking SAG-AFTRA strike rules. The post appeared to be a video from the set of the comedy series. Selena Gomez tagged the official Instagram account for Only Murders in the Building in the caption for the video and added, "Missing and Wanting." The post garnered over 1 million likes in 15 hours before it was pulled from Gomez's profile. Variety, which is where I'm reading this from, has reached out to Gomez representative SAG-AFTRA declined to comment on the matter. SAG-AFTRA strike rules prohibit members from promoting their work via press, interviews, or social media. Post will post while the strike persists. Gomez did not speak in the set video, nor did she encourage followers to watch the show in the caption, but she did tag the official account for the TV show, which can lead to people...
Put it on your close friends, Selena.
Yeah, so... People were like, scab alert, gotta keep it out for a scab.
I know. Well, some people were also saying, well, like, you know, she's also a producer of the show, and maybe she was putting her producer hat on, but
yeah,
it's like still.
There's like weird, because there's like gray areas in a lot of this stuff.
And
like,
I'm sure that this was not ill-intended, but yeah.
And we all know Selena Gomez maybe doesn't have access to her account, so who posted that?
Right,
or maybe
that?
She went rogue, and you know, because like here's the thing, like she's not
she
allowed.
She stole her phone back. She stole her phone back. Somebody to post that.
So here's the thing, like, she's not allowed to promote her TV shows, but she's allowed to promote her music.
Yeah.
Which is, so, like, and another thing is, like, even, like, this is a weird example, but Greta Gerwig is a part of SAG, NWGA, and the Directors Guild.
Yeah.
But she was promoting Barbie as a director, so she was allowed to do that. So it's, like, there's really... There's weird.
There's so much, especially with all these, like, interim agreements that have been happening. Like, the Venice Film Festival is happening right now, and there are some actors there. It's wild. It's,
yeah, there's a lot of gray area, but, yeah, Selena, I shouldn't have posted
that. Selena should have kept an eye out for herself.
Right. Or whoever's posting that. Selena, she's single soon, and maybe out of SAG soon.
I'll be out of SAG soon.
I'll be scouting soon. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We joke. We joke.
We joke. We love Selena Gomez. We did a whole episode on her. I'm joking. Please, Selenas, don't come after me. I'm a Selena fan just as much as the next person. All right. Our next story is Mitchell Musso.
Oh, boy.
Former Disney star Mitchell Musso is breaking his silence after being arrested over the weekend in Rockwell, Texas, on charges of theft and public intoxication. He says, I was absolutely not drunk or drinking, and there was 100% no theft. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. It's a misunderstanding. So the police department, like, Mitchell Musso denies that he ever opened the bag of chips, claiming that a hotel employee who appeared extremely disgruntled and had unhinged behavior refused his service because he was dressed only in board shorts. I didn't know it was illegal not to wear shirts these days, Mitchell Musso adds, explaining that he had just come in with his friends from a docked boat on the harbor to restock their snack supply. He says that the employee who was agitated from the get-go grabbed the chips out of his hand. He told me to get out, and that kind of set me off. And he said, I'm going to call the police. And I said, go for it. So, and then they go on to explain kind of what went down. And as for the bags of chips in question, Mitchell Musso struggled to remember the exact brand. He said, I know it was of the potato chip variety. Some sort of a potato variety, he says. I'm pretty sure it was Ruffles. One of my favorites. I like the waves in them. They hold dip well. That won't hold up well in court.
Selena Gomez can't promote Only Murders in the Building, but Mitchell Musso can promote Ruffles chips.
He got the interim agreement to promote for Ruffles.
This is so Mitchell. Funny. First of all, Mitchell, the generic rule of thumb everywhere is no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Right.
Come on.
Despite that hit country song, No Shirt, No Shoes, No Problem.
No shoes, no shirt, no service.
But there's a country song, No Shirt, No Shoes.
Oh, I know. No, I'm aware. Isn't that Kenny Chesney?
Maybe.
Ugh.
What? You don't like Kenny Chesney?
No.
Why?
Because he's a skinny bitch.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like he's one of the country stars that gives off more bad vibes than the rest.
That's, you know, fair.
I'm a Keith Urban and a Jennifer Netters. Netters? I'm a Keith Urban and a Jennifer Nettles girly. And that's about where I draw the line. I'll dabble in Lady A, but...
What about Tim McGraw?
He's fine. I mean, he doesn't bother me, but I'm not, like, a fan.
Faith Hill?
It's the way you love me.
What about... You can't be speaking ill of my rascals.
Mr. Flats?
Mr. Flats?
They're fine. They're... A lot of these people are fine.
All right, vote about Mitchell Musso. Let's get back onto the topic of Van.
The mugshot was very silly looking.
Right. That looks like someone who... had a day.
Exactly.
My thing is, like, every time, like, something happens like this, they'll always put in the article, like, so, like, in the article I was reading, they put a picture of him and Miley Cyrus in the article. For what?
Why?
For what reason?
It's not like she was his accomplice.
That's where she's been this entire time on the boat.
On the boat with Mitchell Musso.
Oh, Mitchell Musso.
We know where Miley's been.
Yeah, and that's a good segue into our final story. It's just kind of like Miley's used to be young TikTok series,
because every single one of them has made a headline.
Yeah, so much. I didn't bring a specific headline. I think we should just recap of what.
Yeah, has so been going as of on. Right now, she has completely jumped the Can't Be Tamed era.
Yeah,
to go into Bangers, which is where, at the time of recording this, that is where the series is. But there's been a lot of good good nuggets. She, one of the headlines was about how Noah Cyrus was on the photographer's lap, like hitting the camera button when they did the infamous topless photo shoot. She's discussed the infamous kiss, Salvia Gate.
Salvia.
Where she called out Tish.
Tish.
She said, "Mom, isn't this you in the parking lot?"
She also talked about her, like, her day-to-day schedule during Hannah Montana.
Yeah, it was insane.
And that's why she said, "This girl deserves an endless summer vacation." And off off camera, Tish goes, "That's right, baby."
And everyone said, "Oh, we're never seeing her again." Yeah.
Because then she talks about touring, and I'm enjoying these little things.
Yeah.
I wish they were in a on a different, like, I understand why it's on TikTok, because
Then everyone will go viral, like, inevitably.
Yeah. I just wish they were compiled somewhere else.
I know.
So I can watch them all. Like, like a special. But I'm enjoying, and this just, like, yeah, like you said, every TikTok is going viral of Miley. Is this, like, another, like, peak in Miley's career?
I think so. Especially, I mean, the public loves to see, obviously, like, they love nostalgia, but I think they also love to see somebody revisiting a very infamous point of their life. And of course, she's hitting on, like, all of the big moments of infamy, except for, so far, the Can't Be Tamed.
I wonder, video, do you think it's just because it's just redundant at this point to talk about Can't Be Tamed?
Maybe.
Because, like, it's like, what else are you going to say? This is when I, like, she's going to, like, at some point, you're just kind of saying the same things.
Yeah.
Like, the controversy. Like, I think she, because she discussed Part of the USA, her performance, and that was, like, during that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am surprised she, but I'm surprised she didn't talk about the music video.
I know. A lot of this stuff is stuff that she's also said before, like, one-off in interviews, of being like, "I don't think I should have been as bashed for that as I was."
Yeah.
And at this point, I think the general public kind of agrees.
Yeah. What is the next thing you're hoping she discusses? Because she just the last thing was We Can't Stop in the VMA performance.
She said that the next chunk of the series is from Bangers up until now. So, I mean, I'd always love to hear about Plastic Hearts.
Ooh. I know she's going to skip Younger Now.
I know.
She always, but
when she, like, flashes a clip from the Mountain music video and is like,
Well, did you see, like, when she, I'm surprised she talked about Last Song.
I know.
Because when she flipped over the screen and it was a picture of her and Liam Hemsworth, I heard Tish in the background go, "Oh."
Oh my, the one that had me bark howling was the picture of, like, her, Taylor Swift, and Demi Lovato on the way to the Cheesecake Factory. She's like, "If you didn't know I was bisexual from this picture," because all the other girls are dressed nice and she's in, like, sweatpants and Uggs.
Because, like, for a while, Miley would never talk about, like, the Hannah Montana days, Disney Channel stuff.
Yeah.
So, and everyone loves, like, I think the general public, I think what's different about this time around is people are actually liking Miley Cyrus's, like, songs and artistry.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because this used to be Young's the hit. It's a hit. Like, according to the charts, it's going
to
be a hit.
And to you.
And to me, it's a hit. But I'm not the charts.
It is a hit. She's also been talking a lot more about Billy Ray than I thought that she would.
Yeah.
And it kind but of, you like, can, you can feel this, like,
you can feel like she's, like, only talking about it so far before, like, if she says much more, she'll get more emotional than she would. Because she did get a little emotional talking about the difference between her relationship with Fame versus her dad's relationship with Fame. And she got emotional talking about that.
Which makes sense.
So that's why I was so surprised she talked about Liam Hemsworth and, like, said his name.
I know.
Because, you know, like, you could talk about someone and not say their name.
When I was in the Last Song with that boy.
Never heard of him.
But yeah, I'll be interested to hear more about, like, the making of Endless Summer Vacation as well. Like, I know she only dived into a little bit of that on the Backyard Sessions. I also love that video that they compiled of her going, "True."
Yeah.
True.
I was wondering, I'm glad they're doing this series because leading up to this Endless Summer Vacation continued on ABC, they were, like, releasing all this stuff. And I'm like, where's the rest of this footage? And now we're seeing it. So we're excited to see what Miley has in store on TikTok. TikTok, you don't stop. Also, we'll talk about this off off mic, but I have a perfect idea for what you should post on your TikTok doing Used to Be Young.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get noticed by...
With you in the zebra photo. That would be so funny. If you don't know the zebra photo...
Some of you might, because I think we posted it before. I can't remember why.
I don't remember either, but...
There's a photo of me from high school, and it was like a thespian banquet, and the prompt was safari. And it was the end of my senior year, and I just didn't give a crap anymore. And I was like, I'm going to go as a bloody zebra. And I won best costume. And the picture is very goofy. But out of context, it just looks like that, insane.
That's what makes it so funny, because there are funny ones that Miley's reposting, and there's like serious ones. Mm-hmm. And you're like thinking about the time I dressed up as a bloody zebra and won my competition with the Used to Be Young song playing. That'd be so funny.
I don't think she would post that. And when you go
viral, you can thank me later.
Well, we'll see.
Well, we'll see. Guess what? That's the end of the 4-on-1. As for now. There's always stories creeping up.
Well, speaking of blood and things dying, summer's kind of unofficially coming to an end. You know, as we're recording this, it's Labor Day weekend. Everybody's like, RIP summer, even though it's still hot as a yuck outside. And it will continue to be hot for many weeks to come. But, you know, the kiddies are back in school. It is the end of summer. So to end summer right, we are going to travel back in time to the summer of 1997.
Yes.
With Disney Channel's first
reality show.
Yeah, a Disney Channel reality show. We are talking about the first two episodes of Bug Juice.
And it doesn't come in a jar.
It comes from who you are.
It comes from who you are. So Bug Juice ran from February 28th, 1998 to October 15th. 2001, three seasons, 60 episodes. And there was a revival back in 2017 called Bug Juice, My Adventures at Camp. But yeah, we watched the first season, the first two episodes. And I remember the show. Do you remember the show?
This is my first time
really
having anything to do with Bug Juice.
I remember the theme song the most because each season took place at a different camp.
Oh.
Which I remember differently. I thought it was the same camp because I remember this camp the most. But I think it's because when they would do reruns, they really only mainly reran season one from my memory. So season one takes place at camp. How do you pronounce this camp? Camp. Wazaita?
Camp What's It To Ya? It looks like it's spelled What's It
Wait,
To
how,
Ya?
No, but like legitly, how do you... Legitly?
If you look at it how it's spelled, it literally looks like it says What's It To Ya. So this camp is in...
Camp Wazeata.
In Maryland somewhere.
Yes. And how like this show came about, it's created by these two guys, and Disney really wanted to change its programming into more original stuff. So now we're getting into... like Bug Juice and Jet Jackson, The Jersey, like the original shows.
Yeah.
And so they just talked about how camp was so formative for them. And they knew people who ran this camp. And they just scoped out real kids who wanted to go to camp. And they just kind of followed their lives. And they had a female crew film all the girls. And a male crew from all the guys. And I think they have it where, like, half of the campers leave and they get new campers in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I think, like, episode 10 or 11 is, like, goodbye session one. And then they bring in new ones. Because I think they said the counselors were there for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was never at camp that long. Well, the most I ever went was for, like...
Were you camp counselor?
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, the camp counselors are there the entire time.
I hate kids. You know that.
It's, and then, like, each season is, like, completely different state.
Yeah.
So it's not like we follow these kids who are, like, 10, and now they're, like, 15 by the end of the show, which is kind of, like, which I think is smart. And, like, Bug Juice is just kind of the vibe.
It's its own moment in time, encased in sugar
and
Kool-Aid.
Y'all, if you watch this, and if you can get your hands on it like we did.
It's on, season one, episodes 1 through 4 are currently on TikTok, uploaded in multiple parts, which is how we watch these.
Yes.
And if you guys want to watch along with us, which I definitely recommend that you do, because this is just, like, good. This will take you right back.
And, like, it's pure kids, mm-hmm. like, not manufactured. It's really, like, setting up a camera and just seeing what they do. They all look so 1998.
Yeah.
Like, every guy, if they don't have a shaved head, they have a middle part. Do they not?
They do.
They either have, like, military cuts or, like, rocking the middle part. They do. And I love it. And every episode we watch, we only watch two, drink every time they mention the Spice Girls.
It was the 90s.
It was the 90s.
In the girls' cabin, the Spice Girls are being thrown about. They love to talk about the Spice Girls. The theme song is so funny, and a lot of the music in this show has... So I just love when there's, like, someone will say something, and then the song will say the exact thing they just said. Like, at one point, somebody says, "I think we're going to learn how to get along." And then the song is like, "Think we're going to learn how to get along, maybe someday."
My favorite thing, like, Bug Juice is such an earworm. Like, Bug Juice doesn't come from a jar. Bug Juice comes from who you are. And then, like, they show clips of, like, what they're doing at camp. And the ending is like, "Bug Juice, the real life adventures." And then it just kind of trails off into, like, random, like, "Bug Juice, kids making friends, eating sloppy joes, going camping."
The last line of the theme song is, "Real kids making friends, having fun."
Like, it's literally like, "Going to the bathroom,
scrambled eggs,
taking the swimming test," which we'll get into.
Ooh. So, did you go to a summer camp like this?
Not like this. I went to, like, summer camps that were, like, part of my church.
Hmm.
So, not like where you just found, like, "Hey, there's this camp in the middle," because none of these kids are from where this camp is located.
Oh yeah, I never traveled to, like, another state. To,
like,
go to
people
camp.
Are, like, going on a plane for the first time by themselves. Nothing like that. I've never been to, like, a camp where it's just like, "Hey, this is a camp for kids in the middle of Washington. You can come." And I've never. It was always like I knew everyone who was going to the camp.
Yeah, I think I went when I went. It was maybe like an hour drive out of the way. And I went with, like, a group of friends from church, but there were other people there that I didn't know. And I was only there for a week. But, like, seeing those cabin walls and, like, the lake and
every
the Bug Juice in the pitcher.
Every camp has the same vibe, no matter what kind of camp you go to.
Yeah.
Like, the nerves of, like, going to sleep for the first time and not, like, a...
And then the ones, like, where you come back to camp, like, if you've already been to that camp and you come back and you have all your old friends versus the people that don't know anybody yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Those first girls, when they got there, being like, I felt like everybody was speaking Spanish. It was so relatable.
She's like, "Yeah, like, it feels like I'm a foreigner, like... Everyone can, like, I can only speak Spanish and everyone's..."
Because all the girls are, like, running and hugging each other and screaming and, like, I'm sure saying all their inside jokes from last summer. They're moving beds around. There's a dog in the girls' cabin.
Yeah, that's never really explained why
Gavin
there's a dog.
Gavin is the name of the dog. I think it must be one of the counselor's dogs.
Yeah, I thought it was like anxiety dog or something like that. But it was never explained why there's a dog in the cabin.
Yeah, they don't explain the dog, at least in the first two episodes.
And the girls are like, "Are you afraid of the dog?"
Most of them are like, "No." But there's one girl.
Who's crying.
Who is crying, frozen in fear. And it's just like a small little dog.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, are you afraid of dogs?"
She's like, "Yeah."
And then it cuts to her, like, in a talking head segment. She's like, "I'm so scared of that dog." But then it laid under my bed, and I was like, "Oh, it's going to be okay."
I thought we were going to follow the two kids in the very beginning that showed their home life.
Yeah.
Because the mom of that one kid, she was something else.
So our first boy, I don't remember his name, but he's like 15 and he's packing and his mom is like, "Did you label your swimsuit? Will you go and check?" And then she pulls nunchucks out of his suitcase and she's like, "You're not taking these to camp."
I said, "What does he think he's doing?"
And then his friend Connor shows up.
Which apparently he has like a big storyline later in the show. He's like a romance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Connor seems like he's like one of those too cool for school type kids. Like he comes over and he's like.
Because Connor was going to the camp and that's how the other guy found out about the camp. And then they're going in the car and then grandma comes out to say them, tell them bye before they leave. Yeah. Like, oh, go hug your grandma. And this is like pre 9/11. So like everyone is at the gate, like saying bye to them and stuff.
Yeah. Phew. You also see, before you see these kids' home lives, you see some of the counselors that are at the camp a week before setting up. And one of the boys' counselors, whose name is Rhett, he says, you know, most of us come here for the kids. And I'm like, as opposed to what?
I know you're not getting paid for this.
I just come here because I love to eat powdered eggs morning, noon, and night.
I love getting bit by mosquitoes.
Ooh, I love swimming in a lake that's green. Ooh.
So I looked up like where are these people now, and Rhett, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
He has produced Shark Tank.
Like he's a producer of the show?
Yeah. On his IMDb, he said produced 81 episodes.
Where did his money come from?
I don't know. But Rhett.
I know it's not from Bug Juice residuals because this show has been scrubbed from the internet. It's like impossible to find this thing.
The only counselors I remember names are Rhett and Luna because they call her
lunatic
Luna.
They're like, we call her lunatic because she's crazy.
And she's the head of arts and crafts.
I remember, Annie was another one of the girls.
The other guy... counselor was Morgan and he does the performing arts.
Yeah,
because there's one part where they tell you coming up on Bug Juice the season and like all the boys are like running out in the rain and like the head of the camp's like, Morgan, you keep them inside. I was like,
the coming up on the season of Bug Juice, we see somebody crying on the phone saying they want to go home.
And that is so true. I was one of those kids. I was like, like I remember the first night at camp one time I was like going to sleep and I was like closing my eyes. I'm like, you're okay. Oh, you're okay.
I wrote Paramore on my bunk and pen and I was fine.
What was that 2 days ago?
No.
Something's never changed.
So true. I did commit a big faux pas.
I thought you were gonna say I did commit a felony at camp.
No, there were these two counselors and their names were Matt and Kat and they had been dating for a while and then they came back into the summer in a long-term relationship. And I had said something about, like, you guys are going to be together forever. And I was, like, running around talking about how cute Matt and Kat were. And somebody came up to me and they were like, they just broke up tonight.
Did you fall to your knees?
I was like, no. I was like, love isn't real. Matt and Kat. And I don't know. I think we just, like, put soap suds in the toilet or something and pulled a cabin prank and called it a night. Like,
my other favorite thing about the first episode was just like the anticipation all the kids had going into camp.
Yeah,
and, like on the bus. And
that bus was nice. That was like a charter, like tour bus taking them up to camp.
Like this was like a legit camp.
Yeah, if I rode a bus to camp, it was a school bus, and my thighs were sticking to the seats.
Like I literally was watching it, and I was nervous for all the kids going for the first time.
I know. One of them was, like, on the bus, and he was like, I'm so nervous on the bus.
Yeah, and I can totally, like, relate to that.
Yeah. I absolutely related to the girls that, like, didn't know anybody yet, and they were, like, so shy and just kind of sitting in the corner.
Yeah, and, like, I will say the camp counselors were very kind to the kids they knew. Never were at the camp before.
Yeah, but that was also me.
Yeah,
like the counselors always had to come up with
well like even but like, the camp counselors were a little shady because the camp counselor was like, you're nervous, right? I could tell you're nervous.
You're shaking in your boots, aren't you?
like they're trying to put like the sheets on the bed and then like the kid's hand is like shaking the sheet and the teen counselor's like, you're nervous, right? I could tell.
I also love how, like, when you see some of these kids, like, getting on the bus together, like, coming up to the camp together, they're like, we go way back. Like, y'all are 13.
You're 12. Oh, yeah, you can definitely tell the kids who've been there before have, like, big egos. They're like, yeah, like, seeing these other kids who really don't know the way around camp, like, it's really hard for them, but, like, they'll get there because, like, when I'm here now, it's just, like, really fun seeing my old friends. And they really hammer home the fact that they're themselves at camp rather than when they're...
Somebody literally is like, unlike my friends at home who judge me all the time, I can be goofy here.
And I'm like, what?
Get some new friends.
Get some new friends.
That is a problem.
Yeah, like, let them... let your friends let you be goofy.
Just like, I can try on a new personality for the summer.
Literally.
Same.
Literally. So then we get like the, like, we just get like a lay of, the first episode is just kind of like setting up what this camp is.
Yeah.
And what they'll be doing. And it's just kind of your basic camp, like, hey, if you sign up for art class, this is where you're going to go. And
yeah. All the stuff. People, like, the counselors introducing themselves. You have, like, the first day of camp chants.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They separated them into boys and girls, and they're, like, each sitting on different parts of the field. And the girls can hear the boys, like, going, hoo-ah! Like, through the trees. So they decide to scream back, and then the boys are screaming back. And it's over, like, a pan shot of the whole forest. So I'm just imagining that, like, all you can hear for miles are these kids screaming at each other.
I love the rules the boys get. They're like, no girls on the steps. No girls in your cabin. No cussing. That was a big thing.
And
like,
the boys have, like, three rules. And then
the girls are like, girl power!
This is jumping ahead a little bit. But, like, before the end of the first episode, all of the girls are in their cabin on the first night. And they're, like, making cabin rules. And I know they stayed up all night making up stuff.
Oh yeah, because they were like, if you want a rule, write it down. And then the boys were like, hey guys, like,
no cussing, no girls, we're good. And then one girl is like, let's write down, like, nobody be clicky. And then everybody's like, it was so bad last year.
But then, like, the girl who said no clicks the second episode, she was a part of a click.
Exactly.
And she was bullying.
Exactly.
But, like, when the guys were going over the rules in the cabin that night, Rhett, the main guy, camp counselor, he was like, guys, like, we're going to get into fights. Like, what is everyone's pet peeve? And he's like, Connor, what's your pet peeve? He goes, I don't have one. It's like, oh, you don't have a pet peeve? And then the other guy goes, I have one, but it's kind of inappropriate. And I'm thinking, what is it going to be?
I know.
And he's like, what'd he say? He said, put the
toilet seat up if you're like PA.
Yeah. And they're like, no, that's great. That's great.
Like, yeah, that's great, man. It's so funny. Like, I'm sure they all say they don't have any pet peeves on the first night, and they'll be like, who's my freaking toothbrush? Yeah. Like, it's going to happen. But some of these kids, I love that it's like, you know, it's a camp in the Northeast, because a lot of them have New York accents.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like, you better.
You better.
You better.
I can tell you there's Caitlin. These are the only names of the campers.
I remember Keisha because she started drama.
Keisha.
And I remember Hassan.
Hassan.
Because Hassan is the boy that apparently all the girls have a crush on.
Yeah.
But he says romance isn't on his schedule this year.
And who?
He didn't sign up for romance on the camp
activity. He didn't put down that deposit for romance. Then there's John.
I don't remember John.
There's one. He had the main, not John, but there was one guy. He had the main storyline in the second episode about the swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And he got so mad that he failed a swim test. He ate his whole stash of Twizzlers.
He was like, I got so mad. I just stomped back to my bunk and I sat on my bed and I ate my whole stash of candy.
He goes, and like, he was talking to his friend about it. He was like, it was so bad. I ate the entire Twizzlers.
It's so relatable.
I hate Twizzlers.
There was one kid named Andrew who was taking this a little too serious, and after he introduced himself there was like a pause where I think he might have said what his like full government name was, and they had to cut it out,
like bleep it out.
But he's in a Life is Good shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying like, I know I'm gonna get homesick, and like, you know, I've only been to camp for 4 weeks, but I'm gonna have to stay for 8, and it's just like, but when you have to go to college, you know, you're gone forever. I'm like, you're 14, you can chill, it's okay.
We have to talk about the fire night.
Oh, of course. Well, Andrew's mom, the one who's, like, nervous about staying, she's, like, talking to his camp counselor, and she's like, and he has a retainer, and he's only supposed to wear it at night, but we packed it, so, you know, and the counselor's like, we're right on a tantrum.
Yeah.
All these helicopter moms.
And, like, they're probably talking to, like, 18-year-olds. They're like, okay. But the fire chant. So they get to meet the people who own the camp.
Yeah.
What are their names?
It was like Peter and...
like Peter and Penny or something like that.
Yeah. And they opened the fire chant by saying, the magic of the 1997 season.
Like, they were summoning the bugs.
Fire is magic. Camp is magic.
Like, it was really...
it's so...
it was really off-putting.
Their vibes are so, like, hippie.
Yeah, hippie.
And then
hippie.
In the next morning is when episode 2 starts. They're the ones who are like, if you don't take your swim test, you'll be swimming with the 6-year-olds.
Yeah, so...
where are said 6-year-olds? We don't ever see them.
No, because they put out the lay of the land. They're like, at the bottom of the hill is like the kids.
The youngest campers.
Yeah, and then at the top of the hill, that's when it's separated into guys and into girls.
They're so, like, at the top of the hill is the boys, and then up another hill, through the bushes, through the forest, over the river, and through the woods, is the girls' cabin.
Yeah, so the girls' cabin is called the Hill, and the guys' cabin, I believe, is called the Grove.
Yeah.
And so that's where it separates. So there are little kids in the camp. They're just on the opposite end.
Well, when they said the littlest kids, I was thinking like 6, 7, because they're one like of the 10. Kids is like, if you have to take swim level 1, it's like literally for 6-year-olds. And then he's like, well, I'm in a class with everyone, and they're all freaking 11. Like, you're 15.
They're like, but yeah, when you're 15, you think of a 10-year-old as a 6-year-old.
Yeah, 100%. Connor, so, there was a guy named Connor. I think this Connor may be the swim test boy, because he shows up with all of his stuff in a big cardboard box. And not Buzzcut Connor. Jake was his name. Jake shows up with all of his stuff in a big cardboard box. And the first thing he takes out is a letter to himself that he wrote. That's just like, hi, Jake, if you're reading this. You're reading this. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, goodbye.
And I could tell all the people were like...
Connor looks at him like he is an alien.
It was a weird thing to do. But I loved it. Because Jake goes, I think I watched Back to the Future when I wrote this. He's like, I said, not him thinking he's Marty McFly.
Oh, I know he does.
But yeah, I think Jake is the main character of episode 2.
He's the one who says, I won the Spirit Award last year because I had a lot of spirit.
As he says it in the most monotone way.
Because I had a lot of spirit.
And you're like, okay. Yeah, because he got to put out the fire or something.
Yeah, he gets to do something with the fire because he won it the year before.
We have to talk about the toilet paper game that they played.
I know.
I've never heard of that.
Me either.
So, like, the girls, the first night, they're playing the toilet paper game. And you have to, like... say something about yourself based off how much toilet paper you tore off.
Yeah, and they don't tell you that before you take it.
So Caitlin, who she tore off like a little tiniest bit, so she just went, my name's Caitlin, and then it went on the next person. And then there's this one person who like did a long roll, and she was like, I like cats. So it was really funny. And that's when we get like the little C that there's two people vying for Hassan's attention.
Keisha and Jenny
or Jenna,
yeah, who always has a flower in her hair.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we're gonna fight, ha, ha, ha. And then
but little do they know Hassan doesn't want any women this year.
No.
Not on his schedule. I do love that about, I mean, I didn't love it then, but like looking back on like being a middle schooler, you get to camp and the first thing you do is like, who am I gonna have a crush on all year?
Yeah, you're like,
based
you're,
on literally nothing you're besides
scoping it out. You're just scoping it out. Look. So then, like, so that's kind of, like, the basis of episode 1.
Yeah.
It's just the kids are really nervous. The camp counselors are, like, setting them at ease. That's kind of, like, their main thing.
They kind of have a post-credits scene in episode 1, too, where they're describing what bug juice is.
Yeah.
And you see it, like, being put in pitchers and little cups. And, like, bug juice is this sticky, very sweet concoction. It's available morning, noon, and night. And, like, somebody talks about how sticky it is as it's spilled, as they literally, like, pour the pitcher basically onto the table and don't even try to get it in the cup.
I remember when I was a kid, you could actually buy bug juice.
Yeah, and, like, little
plastic
bottles.
And I'd be like, oh, my gosh, bug juice is like the show.
My bug juice was purple at my camp. I remember...
Your camp is shut down. Just kidding.
When I went to camp, I was having, like, some stomach problems. And I think it may have
probably
just
because
been...
your bug juice was purple. It's supposed to be red.
I think it was just because I had undiagnosed anxiety and I was nervous all the time. Oh. But we were like, well, let's watch what you eat. You know, like, keep a food diary. Maybe, like, try to not eat dairy for a week or so and see if that makes a difference. So I'm in camp, and it's lasagna night. And I'm like, oh, like, well, I have, like, 4 servings of lasagna.
All right, Garfield.
I was like, I go to write my food journal, and I'm like, lasagna doesn't have any dairy in it, right? And everyone in my cabin was like, it's got like 5 cheeses. And then that's when I was like, well, dairy's clearly not the problem.
You said, garçon, can I take another plate of lasagna?
I ate everybody under the table that night. That lasagna was
so... He literally
so,
took your food and ate it under the table.
It was so good.
Where's Becca? She's under the table. Episode 2 is just about the activities.
Yes.
And the main plot of episode 2 is the girls vying for Hassan's affection.
And the swim test.
Swimming test. So everyone has to take the swimming test, even if you're a counselor. You have to take it every year.
And even if you don't intend on doing any activities because their reasoning is you're going to not do it now. And then in like a week, you're going to forget and get on a boat with somebody and fall off and drown pretty much.
Yeah, they're saying like you may not want to do it now, but then like weeks go by and all your friends are going tubing. You're like, oh, wait, I want to go.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I didn't take my swimming test.
And if you don't pass or if you don't take it, like if you elect not to take it, you're immediately elected, like just thrown in like a beginner's swimming class.
What they have to do is so extensive, in my opinion.
I know.
They have to do 10 laps.
In a freezing lake that is green.
It has pollen all
like,
in it.
Like, my camp at least had a pool for that. Like, you could take your swim test in the pool.
But why 10 laps? I think 5 is fine.
Yeah, like, 10, like, that's more than enough.
So, like, half of these kids can swim fine. It's just they don't want to do 10 laps.
Yeah, one of them is like, I didn't pass because I quit. I did like 2 laps and I quit.
And so then she has to go to, it was a funny scene with when the Jake or Jason, whatever his name is, when he didn't want it. He's like, I don't want to swim like this summer. So I don't want to take the test. They're like, no, you're going to have to. And so he tries it. And I think he got to lap 5 and he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. So then he said that's when he went back to his cabin and got upset. And ate all his Twizzlers.
Somebody jumps in the water and goes,
I think it's extreme to make them do 10 laps.
That's quite a lot.
Like, maybe just, like, have them tread water. And like, some of the kids, like, were coming back from the test. Like, these two kids were like, it was really choppy in the lake. And this kid started throwing up. And then the kid literally looked at the camera and goes, can you guys stop filming us for a second? He literally said, cut the camera, deadass.
I was cracking. The kid was, like, just kind of standing in front of the bush being like, ugh. And then later, there's a group of campers having a conversation that are like, I just don't like throwing up. Like, it's gross.
And no, the kid was like, why? It makes you feel, like, so much better after you do it.
True. But, like, that's not to say that it's fun.
And then I loved it when you saw, like, the actual, like, when you don't pass the swimming test, you have to go take the lesson. And so it's them with all the 10-year-olds. And they're, like, talking about each other's belly buttons.
Yeah. And then one of the kids puts his whole fist in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And he calls himself Steven Tyler.
It was Jake. It was Jake slash Jason.
He's like, I'm not Steven Tyler.
They're like, if you can put your fist in your mouth, you have a big mouth.
He's just like, it's stretchy.
I love.
If you can put your fist in your mouth, you can get out of the swim test.
Really, though. Really.
Because you could drink up the whole lake in one gulp if you start drowning.
But while that is going on, we have a love triangle forming.
I can't imagine my summer camp experience being filmed.
Yeah.
Like the embarrassing stuff that I did. The way I could not climb the rock wall and everybody made fun of me. If that was on camera, cut the camera.
So, right. So there was this, Hassan was like, I don't want a girlfriend. And then there's these two girls and their names are...
It's Jenny and Keisha.
Yeah, Jenny and Keisha, and they're vying for his affection.
And all, like every time I cut something, they're just like, oh, he's gorgeous.
Like Jenny's like he's
so fine.
If anyone's seen Pit 15, it's exactly what they are describing when they're like, oh my gosh, he's coming this way, and it's this scrawny 12-year-old.
It's just a boy in basketball shorts.
It's just so funny. And he's like, he's drop dead gorgeous. He's the most prettiest boy I've ever seen in my life.
It'd be like that. There's also, it doesn't get returned to in episode 2, but there's 2 other kids, and I think their names are like Ashley and Jason or something like that. And they said, last year at camp, at the carnival,
it's the same
we
kid.
Got it's, married.
It's the same kid.
It was
who,
Jake.
Who failed the swim test. It's the same guy.
Well, they got married apparently the year before at camp.
At carnival, whatever
which
that
I,
is.
I think it's a little messed up that they're marrying kids. It's not legal. But he's like, yeah, it was just like a joke, you know, like we just got, and the girl's like kind of playing with her hands. She's like, yeah, we're just like, I mean, everybody asks if we're dating, but we're just friends.
And then they're walking away and they're a little touchy-feely.
I know, like the way that she wouldn't look at the camera and then the little like that she gave, like she loves, she's into him.
Yeah. Well, he can't swim for the rest of the summer, so.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to go on a canoe,
up with them since he
so if they want to go on a canoe ride, he will have to not go.
On a romantic canoe ride a la Shane Gray and, and Mitchie Torres.
We have to talk about the scheme.
Hassan saying these girls are following him around.
Yeah, and they are.
Yeah.
And one group is making fun of Jenny.
Yeah.
And then there's a, then they like hatch a plan.
Mm-hmm. And Keisha, it's like Keisha and five other girls in the bunk. And she's like, this is exactly where you're going to sit. This is exactly what you're going to say.
Keisha is going to tell Jenny that Hassan has a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So, but, and like, she's literally hatching a plan.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to set it up.
And she's so excited. She's like, ooh, I don't want to wait 5 minutes. I'm going to go right now.
Yeah. And then they
Jenny
do the...
Jenny puts on lipstick before dinner.
In the mess hall. But then they do the plan. And I guess Jenny heard their entire plan. Mm-hmm. And so she knew it wasn't real. And that's when she reads out her diary in front of the cameras.
She's sitting on a rock reading her journal entry. And I was howling. She's like, dear diary, I had one of those days today. It was not a good day. And there's this boy, and then there's these two girls, and their names are, like, it's just so dramatic. But then by the end of the episode, it's like nothing happened.
Yeah, because even even Lunatic says something like, yeah, they were fighting, but then they became friends, and which is very much what a kid is.
Yeah. I love, like, when they had the conversation at dinner, and Keisha was like, he's dating someone, and she was like, no, stop, stop, no.
Wait, can we talk about the camp counselor talent show?
The camp counselors have a talent show that they usher all of the kids into to show them that they're just like goofy and relatable, and it's a drag show. All the men are in wigs. Rhett is seen in two different wigs. You see him in like a red wig and then like a hat with
literally
braids on it. It's very silly.
It, like, RuPaul's drag... RuPaul is, like, on the other end judging them.
RuPaul's bug juice race. There's one girl whose name is Megan that gets interviewed a lot about how she's, like, nervous about making friends. And she doesn't want to sign up for any activities where she's not going to have any friends. But then she just signs up for whatever she wants. And there's, like, video of her about to walk into the camp counselor show. And she's like, it's going to be crazy.
Wait, I need to talk about the girl who, like, she is reading a letter to her dad. From her dad, and she's like,
it was Megan. That was the same
Megan,
girl.
And she doesn't want to write a letter back because she doesn't want to get homesick.
Yeah,
and so she's asking,
like, in tears.
She's like asking what everyone's doing. She's like, Caitlin, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing over there? Because like, just wants to do something else. And like, she's reading the letter from her dad. She's like, dear Megan, I'm writing this at dinner time, so you're probably either at dinner yourself in the mess hall, hanging out with your friends, doing arts and crafts. Know that we're so proud of you. Yada, yada, yada.
Those letters from home do hit, though. See, I was like 4 days into my 7 day camp, and I got a letter from my parents, and I was like,
I don't
like,
think I was ever at a camp for that long that there were letters.
I was only there for a week, like both times, and
I want to say the camp that I went to, it was really like maybe 4 days. It wasn't long.
One that I went to, instead of like having a letter mail system, they had an email address, and if like somebody could send an email with your name as the subject line, and they would print it out and hand it to you. And I was dating a guy, I think this was in high school, I was dating a guy, and he said he was gonna write an email like sending a bomb threat against the camp.
What?
So I would come home, but his dad talked him out of it.
That's good to know.
And one of my other friends sent me a fact about Florence the Machine every single day.
Oh, that's nice. So, and I mean, like, that's kind of the basis of the first two episodes.
We have to talk about the skin the snake game.
Oh God,
they're doing like a team building stuff for the first day, and they're playing this game called Skin the Snake, where they have to like basically put hands through the person behind his legs, grasp their hand, the person sits down, and they just like scoot their crotch over the people's heads and sit down, and then. Dude, like, I would not want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody's plaid shorted crotch scooting over my head while I'm
Who does,
sitting
really?
Down.
Before we, like, really close out the episode, because we pretty much, like, went all the big stuff in those two episodes. So they did bug juice again, which was my first camp, whatever it's called. My thing is, what they should have done is maybe instead of the Disney Channel games, they brought back bug juice, but they put the Disney Channel stars at a camp for like 4 days.
Oh, that would have ate.
What do you think that would have been like?
Well, I know Vanessa Hudgens and Ashley Tisdale would have pissed everyone off. Because they would have been doing their little chants and stuff at like 4 a.m. And somebody would be like, guys!
Who would be in the girls' cabin?
Vanessa, Ashley, Miley, Emily Osment.
Uh-huh.
Monique. Monique's probably counselor, honestly, because she's
older. No, I would say, who would be the, I think Kim Rhodes would be the counselor. No, Kim Rhodes and Takiya would be the girls' counselors.
Send me, I want to go.
And I think the guys' cabin would be...
Brian Stepanek.
Phil Lewis would be the counselor there. I think the guys' cabin would be the Sprouse twins, mm-hmm. Zac Efron, mm-hmm. Mitchell Musso.
Corbin.
Lucas. Who else would...
Kyle Massey
would probably be there.
Would Kyle... Who would be the son?
Well, I think... I don't know. Do you know who would not be there? Raven. Raven would get that email, be like, hey, we're taking the Disney Channel stars to camp. And she'd be like, return to sender.
She'd be like, there's bugs.
I'm not doing that. We needed that. We needed bug juice Disney Channel stars.
I know.
Like, imagine Miley in a camp. Miley would keep... Talk about people getting annoyed. If this was, like, 2006...
Miley would have made everybody...
She would have made everyone...
We saw her behavior in the 06 game.
Right. She'd have been... Everyone would be like, shut up.
That ain't no crack.
Ashley and Vanessa would have been clicky and, like, gone to themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think Emily Osment would have been homesick. Yeah. Who would have failed their swim test?
Ooh. Kyle Massey?
I think...
Or one of the Sprouse Bros. Maybe Cole.
Cole would have failed his swim test.
Cole's like, I failed the swim test, but Dylan didn't, so maybe we just...
Switch places. Maybe, like, Zac Efron would have been the counselor in the boys' bunk.
Yeah.
But Ashley and Vanessa are still...
Still Cameron.
They're still Cameron. Bug juice. It really doesn't come in a jar.
It really does come from who you are.
It's like such a random title, but it works for this show.
Yeah.
I will... We watched... Becca found like a complete first season drive. So maybe we'll revisit.
Maybe.
And see what these campers have to say.
I know. I'm like, I was looking at some of the descriptions and I was like, I saw that there's romance that blooms. There's some drama with the counselors. Like... Really, anything can happen at a summer camp. Especially because you don't see these people all year.
Yeah.
So the stakes are low.
But, like, they're also high because it's, like, you only have 4 to 8 weeks mm-hmm. to get your point across.
Like, if you like someone, you better tell them.
Yeah. all right. What is the Disney Channel lesson we learned today?
The Disney Channel lesson that I learned today is that a swim test really doesn't need to be 10 laps.
True. True. I think my Disney Channel lesson would be make sure you pack more than like 2 bags of Twizzlers just in case you get upset. And it always comes back to the swim test.
Your whole stash.
The swim test really bothered us.
The swim test was the drama of the season.
It comes back into play. I wanted that lifeguard to go and do her swim test.
I know.
That, my thing was like going out the swim test before we wrap up. The guy who didn't want to do the swim test, he's like, fine. He just, like, jumps in, and he's, like, is underwater for a bit too long in my liking, and then he, like, comes back up, and I said, what if he, like,
yeah, because
really didn't know how to swim?
That was when he did the...
all right.
You shouldn't be made to do the swim test.
Yeah.
I think it's also the Disney Channel lesson.
Yeah. Or, like, just tread water for 3 minutes. anyway, all right, Becca, if people want to see your camp shindigs, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heyo, it's Becca, H-E-Y-O. TikTok is Becca's Records. YouTube, Becca Stogner. You can also check out my other podcast, Youth Group Survivor Support Group. We are YGSSG podcast on the interwebs.
If you want to follow me on any of the social medias, I'm at Real Hunter Martin on Instagram, HKBR Martin on Twitter. But most importantly, if you want to keep up to date on anything and everything about this podcast, we're on all the social medias. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. just type in the Time Machine Podcast. You'll find us there.
I'm not calling it X.
We're going to call it Twitter. we mentioned this before, but rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you leave us a review, we'll read out your review on the podcast and give you the love right back. Give us 5 stars on Spotify if you are ever so kind. Talk to us on all the social medias. DM us. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us what you don't want to hear, because that's the coolest part about this whole thing. We want you guys to have so much fun listening to this as we have making it, because we make it and you listen, and it's the circle of life.
It's the
circle of life. All right, y'all. We will be back next week talking about something.
Yeah. We'll come up with something.
Surely something. But thank you, as always, for still listening and bearing with us through this strike era. I know that it's probably not the content you joined us for, but we're having fun, like, kind of navigating things that we probably would otherwise never touch on.
Yeah, and, like, the God willing, whenever the strike is over, the serotonin we're going to have watching our first Disney Channel show.
Oh, I know. DCOM, it's gonna eat.
We'll have to think about, like, whenever it stops, what the first thing we'll do
it's
to come back.
It's gonna have to be serious.
But yeah, thanks for sticking around, and
until next time, we will see you later, time travelers.
Always buckle your seatbelts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.